Podcasting is about building a community of loyal listeners and converting them into customers. It's where your expertise meets their curiosity, creating a unique bond and trust that no other platform can match. With every episode, you are not just sharing content, you're directly speaking to potential clients, establishing your authority, and growing your brand. This is The Power of Podcasting. Welcome to The Podcast Chick. I'm your host, Tanya Goodgame, your go-to spot for learning all things launching, managing, and monetizing your podcast. If you have felt starting a podcast is too techy or looking for tips on speaking to your ideal clients, I got you. You're in the right place. All right then, let's get it. Let's talk a little about social media. Social media is a huge platform which everyone seems to be searching for, wondering who, how to contact, tap into the algorithm, right? With podcasting, you really don't have that struggle. Podcasting is very simple, straightforward, it's evergreen, it's not going anywhere. When someone comes to a platform to find you, you are there. Unlike social media, unless they know your exact link, your exact name or title that you go under, they won't be able to find you because once you're done scrolling or swiping down, it's gone. The algorithm is continuously on a roll, continuously floating through so people can get what they need at that moment. It's very instant, right? With the podcast, people are invested in your message. People are invested in you. It's no fact that women like connecting with other women. Why? Because they're relatable. Women are relatable, even in business, motherhood, and women trust other women. Podcasting gives you the opportunity to educate your audience, educate your listeners on a specific subject or a topic. You're educating them, you're informing them, you're encouraging them, you're empowering them. All of these words are set in your podcast, in your episode that are coming directly from you, your authentic story. You tell the stories, you share your experience through your podcast, and it goes over the waves to your audience. And you want to specifically target your audience. As that saying goes, when you talk to everyone, you're actually speaking to no one. So you can target your audience to speak to a certain age range, a demographic, a gender, whomever it may be. You can target your audience and your audience will find you because it's in your message. You want to draw your audience closer to you, right? By your tone, your mood.
For instance, if you are a sports anchor,
you're a little more excited, your voice and your pitch goes up because you're talking about the game, who won the Super Bowl, who hit the last inning, who made that shot, those things like that, right? So you want to keep your voice at a good level tone when you're speaking to your audience. And then if it's moms speaking to other moms, same thing. You speak to them on their level. You don't go above their head or below their head. You speak to people at where they are. Truly speak to people where they are. And women share information, communicating with their friends, sharing things online. And if they find something that resonates with them, they're going to share it. They're going to share your message. They're going to share your podcast. They're going to share your email. They're going to share your blog. They're going to tell people about your message. While you're reaching, that one is reaching out to many. And that's another way I want my listeners to think about their podcast. I want my client to think about their podcast.
It does not matter if you have 10 listeners or 10,000 loyal listeners. Your message is falling on the ears of the right person, and that person will share your message many times over. And that's what you want to target.
So you want to touch the hearts of the people, touch the pain points of your audience,
and let them know you can relate,
that you understand them. Women hold about 48 to 43% of the listenership over men. Now, if you're thinking about having a podcast, wonderful, great. Podcasts also can boost your business because remember, you're reaching a different audience outside of social media, outside of Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. These people may listen to podcasts, true enough. However, if you have a video podcast and an audio podcast, your reach is massive. It's endless. You can reach so many people just by showing up on multiple platforms. And that's something with our agency that we make sure that our clients are showing up everywhere, even just with an audio podcast.
You're expanding your reach across nations, different countries, even though the U.S. has the largest listenership,
multiple people. If you're going through Spotify, Apple, iHeart, wherever you listen to your podcast, this is a resource to send your podcast.
out to multiple. So you want to make sure when you upload your podcast that you are uploading your podcast across multiple platforms. You want to make sure that you're reaching more people on many levels. If you're speaking to moms, you want to know where your moms are hanging out, right? You want to know where toddler moms are hanging out. You want to know where moms with teenagers are hanging out. You want to know what time of day is best for them when you launch your podcast, when you want to put your podcast out over social media, when you want to announce your podcast on social media and let people know to listen. What time are they listening? What time are they online? These are things you want to make sure that you are implementing and adding value to your audience. And sharing and connecting your message with people is vital, right? When people are listening to a podcast, usually they're listening with their earbuds on, or they're listening in a car and they're tuned in. It is said that when you're listening to podcasts, the mental images has a significant benefit for cognitive health. Listening stimulates mental imagery and helps develop stronger imagination skills. So if people are adding podcasting to their daily routine, this can be mentally therapeutic for many people. I just thought about if moms are in the car with their children, dropping their children off to school, and they're listening to a podcast in the car that's educational or just speaking to her, but it has the value that you're giving, could be on dropping your kids off to school, time management, getting kids ready for school, whatever it may be. And the kids are in the car. The kids are absorbing this information. I love that. So having a podcast goes way beyond than just putting a message out there. You're reaching so many people. It's incredibly versatile medium that's unlike any other media outputs. It's a great way to create your own personal business platform, establish your own voice, harness and captivate an audience. And that's one thing you do get with podcasting. You get a community. Unlike social media, it is the masses. So you have people constantly on there just scrolling. But with a podcast, you have loyal listeners. People will come back and wait for your episode weekly to air. And
your audience will interact with you.
They will leave messages. You can ask for their email address and send them newsletters. There's so many ways to communicate with your audience that's unlike social media. And please note that I'm not knocking social media. I utilize social media quite often to reach my ideal clients, to get my message out there. But I'm saying that it's more than one way to put your message out there on the platform, and that's social media. Because you have to think about it. People get lost in the masses over social media. We get lost in the scrolling, the excitement, the entertainment, the dancing, the trends. People messages get muffled and get lost in the fun and excitement of social media. Because I tell you, I can go on social media and watch animal video for 2 hours nonstop and just sitting there just swiping and laugh and swiping. And it feels good. And one advertisement pops in. I'm like, ew, bro, where are the kitty cats? Where are the puppies? It has its advantages and it has its disadvantages, true enough. But the advantages outweigh the disadvantage completely. I read an article that said creators tailor content to resonate with listeners, elevate learning experience, promote active engagement, and deliver impactful message. That's a skill. That is a skill because I know my average client's pain point. The power in that is speaking to their pain points, but it takes a while to really educate yourself to where you're tailoring exactly to speaking to that emotional pain point of that individual to promote an active engagement and deliver impactful message. So you want to be as effective as possible when you come to podcasting because there is power in podcasting. People come to your podcast waiting to hear that message. So you want to make sure that your title grab that reader so they can open it up and listen to your message. Have search for podcasts, anything from gardening, storytelling, from winemaking, sports cars, jazz music, everything. And there's an audience out there that will listen, that want to hear about those things. There are people that aren't much into TV. There are introverts that don't go out much. There is an audience out there for you. I know I hear a lot. Who do I speak to? What if no one wants to hear me? What if no one cares what I have to speak about? There's always someone, a situation like yours or similar that you may think, oh, no one's going through this. No one understands me. There is an audience out there for your message. So I encourage you to consider having a podcast because there is power
and podcasting. That's going to wrap it up for me today. I hope this has been helpful. I've enjoyed this episode of The Podcast Chick.
Well, that's all I have for you. I hope you have enjoyed this episode of The Podcast Chick. Make sure to subscribe and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps other badass women to find the show. And don't forget to tune in every week
as we continue to discuss podcasting, launching, managing, and monetizing. And we'll celebrate women's victories, stories, and their amazing successes on this empowering journey called life.
You can follow me on IG at The Podcast Mastery.
Thanks for tuning in.
And I'll see you next time
as we talk a good game.